Embarrassment is my least favorite emotion. So how come the great highway of life is full of potholes and road bumps that leave you totally red in the face and running for cover? Any activity that registers over 0.5 on the Richter scale of traumatic humiliation should be banned. Here are some of the leading offenders. Okay, it's your birthday and all your friends gather around to watch you open presents. Why do moms have to give you underwear in front of your friends? And here's one that can turn a good grade into a fate worse than cello lessons.
Class, Clarissa wrote a poem so beautiful that I think everyone should share it. Clarissa, would you please recite your poem, The Loneliest Tree in the Yard, aloud for the rest of us?
And then there's the ultimate humiliation. Suddenly, one day, your father weasels his way into every part of your life. He shows up at school, he hangs out with your friends. It's a fate worse than death. It's career night.
Hi, I'm Clarissa's daddy. Isn't my little baby girl precious?
My dad's invited to career night. If he goes through with this, I'll start a new career as an orphan. Things for a long trek among the remote Himalayas. Anything to escape career night psychosis. You've seen them before, right in your own homeroom. Ordinary kids whose lives were ruined after their parents came to speak on career night. Let's take a look at a few case histories. First, there's Marcy Stanford, your normal, well-adjusted teenager, until her dad arrived on career night to talk about the joys of being a butcher. Marcy Stanford, now a cherry bubblegum addict. And what about Bowser Badinsky, the toughest kid in school? His father speaks about scented candles as a business opportunity. The next day, Bowser develops a passion for flower arranging. And what about the sad case of Dora Jillwinker, your normal everyday kid pushed over the edge by her mom, Dottie, the school bus driver?
Driving a school bus stinks! It's one snot-faced brat after another screaming in my ear, defecating in the back seat.
Within a week, Dora breaks the world record for nonstop twitching. I can't stick around and let this happen to me. Besides, I think I hear the call of Tibet.
Hi, Sam.
Mind if I hide out here a while?
Why are you hiding out?
Dad wants me to go with them to see Mutant Ninja Cheerleaders 5, Pep Rally of Blood.
Your dad wants you to see that movie?
It's his idea of father-son bonding. You eat popcorn together, you scream together. Later, you have nightmares together.
At least your dad's not into humiliating you in front of your friends.
Still in the grips of your career night nightmare?
I saw Dad dusting off his T-square. I'm afraid he said yes.
Well, my dad spoke last year. It wasn't so bad.
Sam, your dad's a sports writer. He gets to talk about Bo Jackson's trendy new underwear.
Yeah. The football team went wild over him. They invited him to a big party.
Was it fun?
I wasn't invited.
Let's face it, career night is always bad news, no matter how it goes. There, that's everything I need to survive 6 months in the mountains.
Why don't you just tell him not to go?
He'll never understand.
Are you kidding? Parents are so sensitive. If you even act the least bit like you don't want him to come, he'll probably get real self-conscious and bag it.
You're right. I'll drop a few hints. Dad'll get so nervous, he'll never want to go. That's brilliant.
You just have to understand the mind of the parent.
Dad, can I have some money for the Willamall Octoplex? I'm doing a special report for school on American film genres.
Oh, what film are you going to go see, Ferguson?
Oh, I'll be reviewing a contemporary tragedy that slashes right to the bone. It's Crisis and Trauma in the Age of Horror.
Woo.
Dad. He's going to see Mutant Ninja Cheerleaders, Pep Rally of Blood. It's on all eight screens at the Octoplex.
Ferguson, you know if you see that movie, you'll have nightmares for weeks.
Mom, it's for my essay. Besides, I'm planning to deconstruct the subversive message of the genre.
Sorry, Ferguson, that film is not for you.
We'll rent It's a Wonderful Life on video. You can write about that.
Thanks, snitch face.
Anytime, Toon Turd.
You know, Mom, there are so many fine books at the library, I think I'll get permission to do my report on a novel.
What a good idea, Ferguson. I've always wanted to introduce you to the classics. Why don't we start with Moby Dick by Herman Melville? I've got my very own first copy upstairs.
Say, sport, how long are these career night speeches usually?
15 seconds.
Well, that seems pretty short.
And did they tell you it's supposed to be in Latin?
Latin?
School tradition. Hardly worth the effort, huh, Dad?
Yeah, that's tough, but I did learn Latin when I was in grammar school. I'll be able to sneak by. Come on, sport.
Dad, I think we have to have a man-to-man talk.
What's on your mind?
Well, this career night thing is going to be really difficult.
Yeah, don't think I haven't thought about that.
Really?
Yeah, sport, come on, I want to show you something. When I went to college, I saw my first T-square. That's what drew me into the world of architecture. That's why I'm going to pass it around. I first saw this funny-shaped ruler.
Dad, I love that story about your T-square, but I didn't mean...
Oh, you know what I thought then? I thought I would talk about my first encounter with miniature shrubbery. I love this stuff.
Dad, about career night, I'm uncomfortable.
You are? Something wrong with that chair? Why don't you sit over there, huh?
No, Dad, I'm uncomfortable about career night, and you're being at my school with my friends.
Oh, I get it, sport. Don't worry. I'm not going to play favorites. I know how these things work. You know, I went to school once, too.
I just want to tell you how I feel.
Sport, I understand.
It's so hard.
No, I know what this means.
Yeah, but you...
It's just one of the great things about being a father and a daughter. There's no need for heavy feelings.
Right, Dad. Thanks. I think I'll just stick with that plain old sick feeling.
Na, 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 na.
Go with your dad.
Whoever said honesty is the best policy never had to face their dad about career night.
Well, at least you didn't have to see rivers of blood as Ginsu-wielding cheerleaders ripped apart the football team.
Scary movie, huh?
Not really, but Dad's a little shook up.
What do you mean?
He's at home right now installing a do-it-yourself security system.
Was it that bad?
I think it was the scene where the slime-covered mutant teenagers bit off the head of the football coach in his den.
Ugh!
Yeah. He's afraid of teenagers now. He even looks at me a little funny.
Wow, that's great.
What's great about it?
Mutant teenagers. Imagine one lone parent surrounded by a roaring, rampaging posse of violent teens on career night.
The dorky kids at school? They're dumb, but they're not scary.
Dad doesn't know that. Besides, I've got to give Dad a major dose of weirdness.
You could take him to see Mutant Ninja Cheerleaders.
No. I'm going to give him a private performance, one he'll never forget. Dad, get ready for your worst nightmare. Teenage Mutant Ninja Daughter. Yeah!
Ferguson, isn't Moby Dick the best book you've ever read?
Well, it certainly is the biggest book, and the longest. It's just page after page after page of stuff about whales.
Okay, I've got your schedule set. After you finish with Captain Ahab, we can move on to Madame Bovary. I found my old Classics Club edition for you.
Gee, Mom, that's something to look forward to. I'm sure I'll be finished with that in no time.
Member of the Justice League of Superheroes.
Hey, get that back! What happened to you? Stuck your finger in a socket? Or do you just happen to look particularly lovely tonight?
Come on, person. Time for bed. You can read your book up in your room.
Hey, Dad.
Night. Hiya, sport.
Hey, Pop.
Clarissa, what happened to your hair?
It's the latest look, Pop. We all wear this kind of stuff at school. Here, hold this a sec.
What? Oh.
Thanks, old man.
Old man? Clarissa, what exactly do you have in your nose?
It's my ring. I'm getting another one for the other nostril. Don't you think they're hating?
Hating? Oh, yeah, they're hating, all right.
You know, Dad, sometimes in school, all the kids with the nose rings, we get together and we chain them up and we pull them just to see whose nostril gets ripped.
How horrible. The kids actually do that stuff at school?
Oh, that's nothing. Sometimes, just for fun, we all slam our heads against the wall over and over and over just to see what happens.
That's gruesome. Does anything happen?
Well, usually one kid freaks and becomes a screamer.
A screamer?
Yeah, you know, a screamer. A kid who's obsessed with screaming at adults, you know, parents.
Fine.
First, he gets your address and phone number, then he tracks you down, and when he finds you, just screams and screams. And screams!
This happens in your school?
Yeah!
That is the most barbaric thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But you know, there's something interesting about that wall banging thing.
Yeah, you should see the wall.
No, sport, I mean it's like a basic primitive urge towards space relations, which is, you know, the foundation to architecture.
It is?
Yes. You know, this is great. I could use this as a starting point to get your generation to start thinking architecturally. Yeah. Forget the old T-square, you know. I had no idea that kids were so different today.
Hey, Dad, kids today aren't just different, they're totally scary.
Yeah.
I don't want you to put yourself through that.
No, you're right, and I appreciate all the trouble you've gone through to show me what kids are like. Clarissa, I understand.
Gee, this is such a relief.
Clarissa? What happened to you?
Ah, Janet, she's fine. Clarissa was just preparing me for her classmates. Well, you really woke me up, sport. I've been going about this thing all wrong. I mean, I have to be relevant. I have to be hip. I have to be now. I have to be groovy.
Okay, career night is almost here. Dad still thinks it's the greatest moment in history since Father's Day was declared a national holiday. Me? I'm thinking of taking radical action. Here are some things I've considered to keep Dad from going. First, I could put him into a trance.
You will not go to career night. You will not go to career night.
I will not go to career night.
Then I considered recovering Dad's chair with crazy glue. As a last resort, there's always getting him sent to jail on a trumped-up charge. Didn't he forget to put the twisties on the garbage bag last week?
I'm innocent. I swear.
Save it for the judge, mister.
Around here, twisties are the law.
With my luck, he'd probably get off on a technicality just in time for career night. What am I gonna do? I need advice from someone wise, decisive, and full of common sense. Then again, I could just go talk to Mom.
Hi, Mikey. Look who's here.
Hey, everybody. Don't forget about me, Betty Broccoli. I provide calcium, too.
The thing is, we all have to work together.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, Clarissa.
Mom, aren't you a little old to be playing with your food like this?
Clarissa, I'm working on my Fun with Food Groups show for the Children's Museum.
Don't forget the chocolate butterscotch food group.
I've never heard of that one.
What's the food group that makes you feel better when you're down?
What's the matter, dear?
I'm worried about career night.
Clarissa, you are much too young to be feeling that kind of pressure. There will be plenty of time to choose a career.
No, it's Dad's speech.
Oh, well, he's certainly excited.
That's just it. I don't want to hurt Dad's feelings, but having him speak at career night is like having your most despised baby picture splattered all over the lunchroom. It's humiliating.
Why are you so certain that your father will embarrass you at career night?
Mom, did your dad ever come to your school?
Well, my father was different. He was much older. I mean, he was older to me. Oh, I remember one time in high school, Dad showed up because it was raining.
What happened?
Well, I was joking in back with Joey Russo, and Dad came stomping into homeroom wearing this full rain gear and knee boots, saying, "Janie, don't you be forgetting your rain hat, eh? Mama will get mad if you get sick."
What did you do?
I didn't talk to anyone for a week.
See what I mean?
Well,
Have you tried telling him how you feel?
Every time I try to talk to Dad, he gets even more carried away. He's not listening.
Don't worry, Clarissa. I'll talk to him.
You think he'll listen to you?
Of course. He always does. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, keep talking, honey. I want to get this ready for career night.
Oh. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey, sport. Now, which do you think the kids will relate with more? The drive-in pickle place or the clip-and-curl hair salon? Now, I could add some spiky hair.
Mom?
Marshall, I've been trying to talk to you about career night. Clarissa and I have discussed it, and she feels that I should try.
Janet, I want you to come. Yeah, but if you can't make it, I'll have Ferguson videotape the presentation.
Videotape won't be necessary.
Oh, you're gonna come. Great. Okay, now let me try a few jokes out on you.
You're not gonna tell jokes, too.
Well, just a couple of yuckles to break the ice. You know, I used to do a stand-up routine in college. did you hear the one about the blueprint that turned green? Yeah, it ate too many bidding costs and it got sick. Oh, yeah, well, I guess you have to be an architect for that one.
Marshall, if you tell jokes like that, people will start laughing at you.
Well, I certainly hope so.
They'll laugh at Clarissa, too.
They will?
It's embarrassing to have your father come to school and speak old-fashioned parental lingo to your classmates.
Is that right, sport?
That's kind of right, Dad.
Well, are you saying that I'm not cool?
Well,
you're not cool, Marshall. You're very warm.
Wow, I hadn't considered this. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just have to learn it.
Dad, you can't learn cool. You have to live it.
Wow, sport. Far out. That's great. That is a great idea. I have to live it. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You are?
Yeah.
Dear, what are you saying?
Well, all I have to do is just hang out and live being cool. And who could be better or cooler to hang out with than my own daughter?
Oh, no.
Oh. Boy, I love my family. You guys, you're the best.
Marshall, I think we have to talk.
My dad's turned into a monster, and there's nowhere to hide. He's back. He talks louder. He looks stupider. He doesn't listen to a word you say. Can this really be your dad?
That's truly bodacious, dude.
Splatter Films presents Dad from Hell. Watch as an innocent teenage daughter is humiliated when her dad wears a turtleneck.
Oh, no. Not the turtleneck.
He's polyester. He's cornball. He's your dad.
Clarissa. Where's my precious little baby girl?
He's coming soon to make your life a living nightmare.
Is everything okay, sport?
Sure.
Ready to hang out?
Right, Dad.
Just go ahead and do what you normally do.
Dad, I don't normally hang out with you.
Oh, right. Hey, I know. We could listen to some record albums.
Records are kind of vintage, Dad.
Oh, of course. You know, I meant to say CDs. Have any Gordon Lightfoot?
What's a Gordon Lightfoot? Hi, Sam.
Hi. Oh, hi, Mr. Darling.
Yo, Sam, what's the vibe?
Is the light bothering your eyes, Mr. Darling?
Huh? No. Oh, shades, you know?
Dad's hanging out with us. He's learning coolness.
Oh, hey. That's awesome.
Isn't it, though?
So, don't let me bother you. Just do what cool things you normally do.
Okay? Hey, Clarissa, weren't we going rollerblading?
Rollerblading? Is that a new razor?
Well, it's...
Oh, Sam, you look a little young to be shaving, no? Boy, this reminds me of the first day of school. I'd meet new kids, I'd never know what to say.
Yeah, same thing happens to me all the time.
Yeah? And then when you finally say something, you can't believe how stupid it sounds?
That's right. So you shut up until everyone's forgotten you exist.
That's right. In your clothes, I used to get so hung up about what I was going to wear.
What are you two talking about?
Yeah, like I've always wanted to wear those big hammer pants, but every time I tried on a pair, I just felt stupid.
Hey, Sam, let's go get something we thought we'd never wear.
Cool!
Oh, I'll get my keys.
Sam!
Hey, sport, you want to go down to the mall with us?
No.
Check you out later.
That's it. This has gone too far. I have to go over Dad's head and put a stop to this. Mom! Hold it right there, Ferg bro.
Do I know you, young lady?
Ferguson, if you think you're gonna get into the movies like that, forget it. You don't look older. You just look uglier.
Wait till they see my fake ID.
Alfred Dalt, born 1949.
I was a war baby.
Ferguson, I have a copy of Crime and Punishment for you. You certainly are plowing through these classics.
Oh, yes, Mom. Whenever I'm reading one, I just can't wait to finish.
Ferguson, what is that on your face?
Nothing, Mom.
Just a fake beard.
Why would you be wearing a beard?
Well, you see, Mom, it's because I don't want to just read the classic novels. I want to look like the writers, too. Right now, I'm feeling very Dostoevsky. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll take my book and read outside.
Clarissa, I talked to your father, and you don't have to worry about career night.
He's gonna cancel?
Well, he's still a little sensitive, but I don't think he'll do anything to embarrass you. What in the world?
It's coming from the living room.
Oh!
5, 6, 7, 8, here comes a man who's a friend of mine. He's on the way live because he's got the rhyme. So throw your hands up in the air. Let's now jam to MT Square.
From the Roman Colosseum to the Modern Art Museum, I'm here to teach you that you can reach to the form follows function, and that is the key. You just got to think architecturally. Get live, Sam.
What do you think?
Dad, I don't want you to go to career night.
Well, why? I thought we were doing a really...
I think you and I should go into the kitchen and get some lemonade.
Dad, what? How would you have felt if your dad showed up to your school wearing some ridiculous outfit?
Oh, sport, my dad was different. I mean, he was so much older. You know, older than me, and... Well, he was so square. Oh, I see. I guess I hoped our relationship was different.
But you're my dad, not some kid in school.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. Yeah, I guess we ought to forget about this career night. I got carried away.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, you know, I liked the idea of seeing your school and sharing what I do with your friends.
Dad,
Hey, it's all right. I don't have to go. It's okay.
Oh, I don't know. Huh. I guess with all the dweeby parents we've had speak to us, it wouldn't be bad to have someone with something cool to say. Architecturally speaking, I mean.
Mm-hmm. So, should I wear the pants?
Dad.
Yeah, I know. You know, I think I've got them on backwards. The house.
No.
So, how did it go?
Great.
Oh,
Dad's Gherkin's a go-go model was a big hit.
Yeah, the kids asked some terrific questions. You know, I think there's an architect or two in that crowd, don't you, sport?
Yeah, most of the kids thought Dad was so cool, they didn't even mind that he kept hugging his T-square. Ferguson!
Where are they? Keep those pom-poms away from me.
Excuse me, is this your son?
Ferguson, are you all right?
Son, what happened?
We found him outside the Willow Mall Octoplex. He was acting a little strange.
Ferguson always acts that way.
Don't let them touch me.
Just keep him away from the Octoplex until he turns 17 or until they stop showing Mutant Ninja Cheerleaders. Whichever comes first.
Ferguson, we told you not to see that movie.
Thank you, officer. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, you folks have an outstanding evening.
Get away.
Now, Ferguson, listen to me. Everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, it's just a silly movie.
Hey, what are those cheerleaders doing outside?
Cheerleaders!
Clarissa?
Clarissa explains it all was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.